That's the moicher. He himself is the one that sells it, the tagrim, the merchants. They always have a right to retract. His sell mishum hachi chazru. That's why they turned back to what the Chum said. In other words, they turned back to what the Chum said because they don't want the lakeach to have a long time to retract. They would rather just to give the lakeach an hour or two to retract and not like Rav Tafin that they have the whole day to retract. But Eli, you're going to tell me, that's the moicha, the tagri lud. They themselves, if they make a mistake, they also have a right to retract. According to Chachamim, only 1 hour or two. And according to Rabbi Tafan, they could retract the whole day. If so, why did the tagri lud feel bad with Rav Tafan? They wanted to go back to the Rabbanin. Should we know they should want to stay with Rav Tafan? Because kihechid the avdilei Rabbanin takanta lulakeach. The same way the Rabbanim made a takana for the lakeach, that the lakeach could only retract within an hour or two, and that sounds good for the merchant, but who are the Rabbanim made a takana for the moicher, the one that sells it, that he also could only retract within an hour or two. So what's so good about that? The merchants, the moicherim, should have rather liked Rabbi Tafrin's shear. That he gives a shear, you have a right to retract the whole day. So Gemara says, no, that didn't bother them. Because Tagre Lud, the merchants of Lud, Loishchiach the Tol, they did not make mistakes so fast. Therefore, since they didn't make mistakes, they did not need time to retract. Like, they always made sure they got the upper hand. They were good merchants there. So they always sold on higher prices, they never sold less. Therefore, they're not afraid about themselves to retract. It's only they don't want the Lakeach to have too much time to retract. So when the Rabbanan said you could only retract within an hour or two, and Rav Tafan said he has the whole day to retract, they did not like Rav Tafan, they went back to the Rabbanim. Hanukkah Gemara says, Ush bezichne de Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma is innkeeper, Zovin Chamra. He sold wine. Vitot, and he made a mistake. Time he sold it too cheap. Ashkechei tevi otiv. So when Rami Bachoma met him, he saw that he was sad. Omalei, am I a tzivis? How come you're so sad? You're feeling so low. Omalei, because Zivini Chamra, I sold my wine. Vitoin, I made a mistake. And I charged two less. So I charged less to six. So I want my money back. Omalei, so Rami Bachoma told him, listen, zil hodavacho, go back and retract. Go back and ask back for your money. So Omalei, but the Taga said no. Hoshoyeli yoise mechdei she'er la Taga wa la kroivai. But listen, I waited longer than the hour or two. I sold it a while ago. More than it takes me just to show it to a Taga or to my kroivim. So they didn't know what to do. They didn't know Taka that he could he retract or not still. Could he ask back for his money or not? Ask back for the shtus or not? So Shadra the Kaim with Rav Nachman, they went and asked this question in front of Rav Nachman. Omalei, Rav Nachman answered back, the Yisoid we had before that, Loi Shonu, when does the Mishnah say this is a man? When you could retract? Ela Lakech. That's only the Lakech, the one that's buying it. He has the right to retract only within the hour or two. Avo Moicha, but the one that's selling it, Li Oilam Chayzer. He always has the right to retract. There's no time limit for him. Therefore, here also, this Ushbezichna that sold his wine has the right to go and ask back for his money, ask back for the shtus. My time, what's the reason of Rav Nachman? It's like this. The one that bought this other object has it in his hand. Therefore, kol hechad diyozel, wherever he goes, machvila, he shows it. So for sure he realizes whether he made a mistake or not. So if he does not come right back to complain, we say that he's meichel. But the meicher, the loy nokat mekhe biyodei, the seller does not have it in his hand anymore. He doesn't have it. He sold it already. So he doesn't realize if he got gypped or not. As the misramalei zvintek is vinte, when does he realize that he charged too less? When he has another sale the same way, or when he buys an object just like this. And then he sees how much the new price is. Then he feels bad that he charged too less. The yodei itor, if he loy tor, then he first realize whether he made a mistake or not. So therefore, the meicher doesn't find out his mistake so fast. Therefore, we say the meicher always has the right to retract. Almost another meicher who garbed was a man. He had pieces of linen. Rashi says vashchel kashure meshi, pieces of linen to sell. Kore she saw it was really he was selling it for $6 for shavya chamisha, and it was only worth $5. So he wanted to make a dollar's profit, which would be more than a sixth. But according to Shmuel, this would be called the sixth. You know, each way it's called the sixth. This would be called the sixth. This would be called the shtus. A shtus. A no. Now, he said like this. I'm selling it for $6. But we have a yoyibli chamisha palga, somebody pay me only 5.5, heavy shock, I would also accept it. That's what he was telling it. Listen, my price is 6, but I'll come down to 5.5. Also, Gavra, a smart man came by and said like this, Uyomi, said like this to himself. If I could pay him $5.5, have a mechila. 5.5, only half a dollar more than 5, that's less than a shtus, that's less than a sixth. And so it remains mechila, and I can't get back the 50 cents. Etan leishisa, let me better pay him the $6 now. Therefore, if I pay him 6, I'm paying him a shtus, I'm paying him a sixth more. The etvor ladina, and later I'll go to Bezdin to ask him back for it, so I gain on the deal. So Osla came with the Rebbe came in front of Rebbe Amalei. Loishan velo b'lakeach. This halacha v'shtus is only by a lakeach min a tagger. Only if you buy it from a merchant. Ava b'lakeach min malabayis. But if you buy an object from a malabos, ein lo yalav aino, then there's no din aino. It's not called like Egyptian. Because when a private man sells you his private things, to him it means a lot. And if he sells it, he has a right to charge more money. It's like sentimental to him. It feels something to him. So therefore he has a right to charge you more. So there's no isa aino by a malabos. Rashi says, Tachshita nukli tashme shaloi, his own things, is chaviv olav, means a lot to him. V'yeinai mochon, he can't sell it. He can't sell it. El v'yek, only with a lot of money. Yeah. Therefore, it's like Meforish, it's like he explains it, that Yishno, I'm charging you more money, because to me it means something. So therefore, by a private person, there's no isra I know. So therefore, here the guy didn't gain. Like even if he paid $6 now, he lost out the extra dollar. He didn't gain on the deal. Tal Gemara says another ma'isa who garva there was a man tevi nokit kipei lizvunei. He was also holding a kipei to sell. What's here? Nizamim earrings or nose rings. He had jewelry to sell. Who garva there another kipei lizvunei? Kari shisin again. He says it's worth kari shisin. He's selling it for $60. The shavi chamshin really was only worth $50, and he's selling it now for $60. But he tells people like this. If you have a yoyvali, chamishin, v'chamishish, you know, if you only pay me $55, heavy shokel, I would take it. That's the way he sells it. It's worth, I'm selling it for 60. If you give me 55, it'll also go down. So also, Gavra, a man came, v'yom, and he said to himself, listen, if you have a chamishin, v'chamishish, if I give him only 55, have a mechila. That's less than a sixth of 60. So then it's called a mechila. I don't get the money back. Etin le'shisin, let me rather pay him $60 now. So 60 from 50, according to Shmuel, that's called the shtus. We look upon the money you're paying is $60. So 1/6 of that is $10. So the price really is worth $50. That's called the shtus. That's called I know. The guy says, let me pay the full $60. And then later, v'yet faladin, I'll take him to Bezdin to get back the I know, the $10. So also the kaima, that's what he did. Now he's a shaila, does he have a right to get back the $10 or not? So also the kaima, the Reb Chisda, came in front of Reb Chisda. Omele Reb Chisda answered back and said, Loishon Nevela B'lekech V'natagar Talachov I know. If you charge somebody more than a sixth, that he has a right to come and take back that money, that's only if a tagar, a merchant, sold it. Ava B'lekech Min Balabayis. But if you sell it from a private, you buy it from a private person, Ein Lo Yolov I know. You have no right to collect back your sixth. Like we said, the Swaro. A private person, when he sells you his jewelry, to him it means a lot. It's personal, it's personal. So whatever I charge you, I have a right to charge. You've got to charge $1 million. It's like if I spoke out to you to tell you, to me, this is really worth $1 million. That's why I'm selling you. Therefore, there's no din I know. Oh, Malay Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said, Yasher, it's like the truth what he's saying good. The Chaynama Rav Loz, the Yasher, it's good. I've won nant nan, we learned, not like that, we learned. Keshem Shoyno Lehedyet. The same way if you jip a regular person, charge him more than a sixth. There's a din of I know. Kacha no le tagar. The same way of a merchant sells something and he gives somebody a sixth or more, you have the din I know. Zechura, my hedjit. What does this brisa mean to say that there is a pasha of I know by a hedjit? Lav doesn't mean to say balabayas. It means a balabayas. You see, by private person also, if he gives you more than a sixth, you have a right to complain about it. Rav Chizda said no. Here it's talking about bitzad raisa. Bitzad raisa, Rashi says, digde kenvis saimim limocher. Talking about clothing that's not really private stuff that you used. It's like some pieces of cloth that's meant to sell. So there's no real value to the owner himself. Here he has no right to sell it more than it's worth. Avomani tashmishte, but his own clothing that he used, the akiriole, it's very valuable to him. Lemazvinlu, a person doesn't sell it, ilab b'demei yaseir, unless he gets an extra good price. Yes, if you're buying special clothing, something that the owner himself uses, his own private utensils, there it's a svara that when he sells it, he has the right to sell it for more money. Because if he's speaking out that I'm charging you more than a sixth, like to me it's worth as much. If you want to buy it, okay. If not, don't buy it from me. So therefore, there's no way no by a balabayas. Here that it says a hedge yes, it means something that's not your own private use. It's like some a piece of material that you didn't use. It's like raw material or raw clothing you didn't use yet. So that you can't say it's worth more to you. You never used it. There'll be I know. Now the Mishnah says, Echad halakeach v'echad hamoicher yesh lehen I know. Whether you're a buyer, whether you're a seller, you're not allowed to gift the other one a sixth or more. There's din I know. He has a right to ask back for the money. Whoever got gypped has a right to get the money back. Kishem sheno lehedyit. Or this is the Mishnah the same way. There's a pasha by no by a hedyit. And the Gemara before said it means by raw clothing. Kach I know raw material. Kach I know l'tager. The same way if you buy anything off a merchant, there's a pasha by no. If he charged you a sixth or more, you have a right to get your money back. Rabbi Yehuda says ain I know l'tager. No. There's no halacha v'noah by a merchant. We'll soon see why not. Only by a balabayis. Now, mishutu olav, whoever got gypped, whoever has the complaint, he wants his money back, yoda el ha-yayna. His hand is above, he has the upper hand. Which means to say, rotsoi maloi tein li mosai. If he wants, he has the right to retract and say, give me back all my money. Oi tein li mashini soni, he goes, give me back only the yayna. And this, the mice is not la halacha. The halacha we had yesterday, the ikra halacha of Aino Vishtus, if a guy only charged you 1/6, halacha is the mechira is always chal. It's a good sale. You only have a right to get back the extra sixth that he charged you. That's all. Here the Mishnah saying not like that. Here the Mishnah saying that the ones that got gypped, even though you only got gypped a sixth, let's say you bought an object, and the mechira charged you a sixth more. So now you have the right, your one that got gypped has the right to say, listen, I don't want the mechira. I want quits. I want my money back. The Mishnah says you have a right to do that. We hold you can only call quits if he gypped you more than a sixth. That's called bitul mekach. But here our Mishnah holds no. Even a sixth or so, it depends. The one that got gypped, he has the right to retract. Or else he has the right to complain and say, no, I want the mechira to stay. Just give me back what you gypped me the sixth. That's what the Mishnah here holds. But Allah, we had yesterday, we don't hold like this. Now the Gemara says, Mino anemili, how do we know this? That there's a pasha what of a no by lakech and by a moicher. The Tanur Rabbanan learned like this. The pasuk says, "V'chisim karu mem kala misecha." If you sell something to your friend, la misecha from your arm, from to Klal Yisrael, al tainu, don't jip him. Ein li yelash nistan lakech. It only says the moicher should not jip the buyer. Nisan the moicher. Now, how do we know that the buyer is not allowed to jip the seller? In other words, like he knows for sure he's paying too little, so he's jipping the moicher. How do you know you're not allowed to do that either? That the lakech should not jip the moicher. Talmudim it says, "Lekana al tainu." So whoever's buying should also not jip the seller. So we have two psukim for the buyer and for the seller. And the itzrach, we need these two psukim. The itzrach lemichtav lakech, the itzrach lemichtav meicher. We need the pasuk on lakech, the one that buys, and the one that sells. Because rachamon and meicher would have just said the meicher, the one that sells, mishum nekimlei bizvinte. He knows for sure how much it's really worth. So he's not supposed to charge more than it's really worth, a sixth more. Avob lakech, but the one that's buying it. So like Kim Leibis Vinti, he's not sure what the price really is. So whatever he's paying, he thinks it's enough, even though he's paying a sixth less. Eim Allah Yazar Rachmanah, maybe the Torah did not warn him. But like Tainu, don't jip the seller. Kamashmullah know that even the buyer also has this inyan not to jip the seller. That you have to know if you're paying a sixth less, don't buy it, you're jipping him. Because the Rachman Lakeh, the Torah would have just wrote by the Lakeh, the one that buys it. You can't jip the seller, Mishum the Kokani. Because you and Maisa are gaining, you're buying something here. The Yamri Yinshut people say, Zovnis Konis, that the one that buys gains. Like whatever it is you're gaining on the deal, you're buying something new. So therefore the Torah warns you, don't take advantage and like pay too little to jip the seller. Avu Meicha, but the one that's selling it, the Avude Kamoivit, he's losing. He's selling, he's getting money, but he's losing the object. The Yamri Yinshut people say, Zovin Ovid, the one that sells loses out. But since he's losing, maybe the Torah did not warn him not to jip the buyer. Since he's losing out himself, maybe he's allowed to jip and charge more than a sixth to the lakeach. Kamashma in both ways know that the moicher and lakeach both have to watch out not to jip the other one more than a sixth or more. We have Yuduana, ain't another tiger. Yudu says no. A merchant has no isser I know. So Mara says, why not? Mishum shutagam ain't loy I know. Just because he's a merchant, he buys and sells. He's allowed to charge more than a sixth. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, Be'etaga Saf Seshonu. We're talking about a middleman. Rashi says Safsa means Koinu Amoicha Miyatomet. He's like a wholesale man. He buys and sells right away, fast. So Mara says, what's the reason? My time, what's the reason? Meida Yediya Zavinta Kameshavi. Because you know how much the sale is really worth. V'yachul yachagavei, and people are moichelit. So Rashi says, Meida Yediya Zavinta Kameshavi. Shrei Loi Shoya Ben Kiniyasa L'Nechira. Like he knows for sure how much it's worth. Like such a moicher, in other words, this moicher means the seller. The tagger, there's no din I know. Means if he gets less than a sixth, he can't complain later, say he wants it back. Because he should know exactly what the price is. Since he just bought it a minute ago, and now he's selling it, he knows how much it's really worth. So if he charges now less than a sixth, that's his own mechila. Therefore, he has no right to get it back. That's the svara. My time in media dias of intake come, he knows how much it's worth. Shavya. So why is the guy selling it so cheap right now? Because he just got another deal. Yeah, he had another deal. So he wanted to sell it, and he was eager to get this little amount of money. So really the tagger was Michael, the fact that he sold it so cheap. I now, the tagger is complaining and says, no, I want my money back. I want more money. I sold it to you too cheap. Now he's retracting. He's not allowed to. It's considered like a regular tagger.